AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As residents of cities like Kharkiv endure ongoing bombardment, Ukraine is accusing Russia of forcibly relocating hundreds of thousands of residents of the cities it's devastated to Russia. Meantime, President Biden is offering more assurances to Ukraine and a warning to Russia.
In meetings at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president and allies worked on the next steps in countering what is now Russia's month-long invasion of Ukraine and what would happen if Vladimir Putin deploys chemical weapons.
It would trigger a response in kind.
It's unclear if he intended to suggest U.S. or allied troops would go into Ukraine, something the president had earlier ruled out.
You're asking whether NATO would cross, but we'd make that decision at the time.
He's also announced new sanctions on Russians and more humanitarian aid to Ukraine, whose president pleaded with allied leaders for more military assistance, saying just 1% of all their planes and tanks would give Ukraine 100% security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee stands adjourned.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson have concluded. She appears on track to become the first female black justice. And the nation's biggest city saw an exodus during the coronavirus pandemic.
New data released by the Census Bureau shows that massive metro areas had big population losses in the year ending July of 2021, led by New York, which lost almost 328,000 people. Metro areas around Los Angeles, the San Francisco Bay, Chicago, Boston, the District of Columbia, and Miami also lost tens of thousands of residents. The declines were mostly from people moving away. Sunbelt communities like Phoenix, Houston, and Dallas grew, and there was an uptick in so-called micro areas centered around cities with less than 50,000 people. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. A new home for a Ukrainian circus.
Around 100 Ukrainian art students, ages 5 to 20, along with their adult chaperones, escaped the embattled cities of Kharkiv and Kyiv. That includes 16-year-old Ira Mayboroda.
I can't stand when I can't train in. I just want to perform in circus shows.
After Russia invaded Ukraine, the Capital Circus of Budapest, along with the Hungarian School for Acrobats, arranged for the Ukrainian circus students to come there. Acrobat school director Gabor Kovac says there is no war within the circus. In circus, there is only productivity, a collective productivity. 13-year-old Anne Lisitska says she was initially heartbroken when she had to leave her relatives in Kharkiv. She said, when I came here, I didn't expect to be so well received and for it to be so nice. The Capital Circus of Budapest is donating proceeds to help the Ukrainian performers. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.